This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CU Lytics Summit here in beautiful Seattle, Washington. And in the studio lounge, we have Christina Vaughn from Analytic Marketing. Yes. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Enjoying the sun.
There's a little bit of sun today.
There's a little bit of sun.
As opposed to yesterday when it was a little rainy. But anyway, yeah, that's why everything is so green and beautiful here. So
exactly.
A lot of the wet stuff here. So Christina, tell me a little bit before we dive into, give me the quick elevator speech on Analytic Marketing.
So we are a purpose-built company to deliver segmentation and scoring as a service.
Okay.
And what that really means is that we have built a platform that permits us to customize segmentation frameworks and a whole suite of propensity models for a credit union.
Okay.
So this is something that has traditionally been the domain of the largest banks and brokerage firms in the U.S. And the products are very complex and very expensive. So our mission was to democratize the access to segmentation and scoring and some of these more sophisticated tools that credit unions simply must have to keep up in the future.
Okay. Can you share with me give me an example of how you guys would work with a credit union in this area? Is there like a project example that you can provide?
Yeah, we have a couple of early adopters as we move into the credit union space. And as a, for example, one of our first credit unions, we were able to analyze their data and provide them a very complete set of profile analysis that help them understand, peculiar to their footprint and their membership base, where they were doing well, where they were penetrating into the market, and who was profitable, who was leaving the credit union, where their opportunities for growing their credit union footprint was. And so when we deliver that kind of analysis, it's like you go from looking at the world in black and white to looking at it in Technicolor and Dolby. And
we like
one of the key important elements of this is that what we're helping people understand is not what the member has just with the credit union, but what that member has in the whole world. So their total wallet, their total assets, what their balance sheet looks like, what their discretionary spending looks like, as well as their financial behavior.
Right.
So not only just the observable behavior that you can see in the transactions at the credit union, but how they're interacting with their money across their entire wallet and across their entire portfolio.
And this allows the credit union to kind of better understand the member, obviously, and what they're doing in their financial area of their lives. So, and then that allows them to market products and services to them appropriately?
Exactly, yeah. So this is very much on point with everything that we're talking about here, which is using data so that you can better deliver the right product and the right service to the right member at the right time.
Yeah.
So, that's the holy grail.
And this data, all the data that we're talking about here allows folks to do that, credit unions to do that, because we're getting more and more just down to the individual member. You can really target that down to the individual.
Yeah, and and there's a lot of conversation about, is this creepy or not?
There's a borderline.
And, I think it all depends. If you're going to use this data for good instead of evil, then, it's table stakes right now,
Completely, yeah.
Consumers demand, members demand that you act like you know them.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, I learned a saying last year, and you probably know this better than I do, but I just learned it. It's new to me. Show me you know me. So
exactly.
The credit union's got to show them.
Steal that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I stole it from somebody else. So I've always remembered that. And the data, again, allows you to know your member really, really well.
Right.
So and you don't have to approach that in a creepy way.
So let me give you a great case study about what happened during COVID. During COVID, deposits rolled in, so balance sheets were such that they desperately needed to lend. Credit unions needed to lend.
Yeah.
So they got out there and they started, I'm going to use kind of a negative term, but they carpet bombed people with personal loan offers.
Okay, okay.
And, you know, they turned a lot of members off. Mm-hmm. There's a whole list of stories about people who are like, why are you sending me a personal loan offer? I need a second car loan. Mm-hmm. This is the time where I'm going to use the equity in my home to, you know, refurbish my kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're completely off the mark. You're, in fact, showing me that you don't know me because you've carpet bombed me with an offer that's not relevant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, credit unions can't afford that misstep.
Yep.
Banks can't afford that
especially
misstep.
Especially today, yeah.
Right. Well. But when credit unions, part of their value proposition to the member is that they're going to serve the member, mm-hmm. then they kind of need to know the member.
Right, right. Oh, for sure, yeah. And like you said, it's table stakes today because they're getting that same type of experience in the retail environment
exactly.
and other industries. So it's expected to in the financial services arena, especially the financial services arena.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And certainly after we see this bubble in the banking market right now, and we see this giant sucking sound of deposits, you know, in the flight to quality,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So money's leaving and they're going to the B of A's and the Wells Fargo's.
Yeah.
And so I view this as, moments of disruption are moments of opportunity.
Oh, completely.
And so here is a great opportunity for credit unions to really demonstrate that they know their members, that they're reaching out to them with the right product, the right service, the right message.
Yep. And now is the time to do it.
Now is absolutely the time.
Yeah, take that.
Like
you say, this is a great opportunity for them to really grab the bull by the horn, so to speak, and get after it. So what brings you to CUlytics? Obviously, what you guys do is, this is kind of in your wheelhouse, right?
Exactly. I mean, so I've worked with Naveen as we really started specking out analytic marketing, mm-hmm. and he was a great advisor, giving us a lot of great ideas about how we can bring this to the credit union space. So we're really excited to be here.
Yeah,
absolutely. So very excited. And I've worked in every nook and cranny of financial services, and there really is no organization that's like CUlytics anywhere else, whether it's in brokerage or insurance
mm-hmm.
or banking.
Yeah.
So I think this is such an amazing group of people to come together and really, you know, credit unions in some ways I think are much more sophisticated than people realize, and maybe even they realize sometimes, because, you know, being small organizations with their very thin margins, they've had to really innovate with their business model. Mm-hmm. So having this whole QSO shared service mm-hmm. environment is mm-hmm. actually a very modern, you know, business
model,
right?
And very effective too.
Very effective. And in some ways, I think that enables them to do some things that a big bank can't move to do.
Completely.
Mm-hmm. But it's also this kind of camaraderie mm-hmm. and sharing that just, it really doesn't exist in any other vertical that I've ever seen.
Yeah, me too. Same way. Yeah, I really use that to share what's, okay, that's working, that's not working.
Right.
Let's find another new idea here. So yeah, good stuff here. Any takeaways from the show? Anything stand out or any highlights or anything like that for you?
You know,
so
I think what I have really seen is, and one of the sessions I was most impressed with was the, I forget what the exact name of it was, at the end of the day yesterday.
Oh, the challenge?
The challenge,
that was fun.
To really watch how data is in action.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, just listening even to the conversation around the table about different ways that people are actually making that data actionable mm-hmm. and usable across their organization. And so that warms my heart.
Well, we just had, you were just talking to her, Jen Flexer from CEFQ, about their checking account attrition and how they're using data to really kind of target those folks. So that's another great, I'm like, why wasn't she on stage yesterday? It's like, wait a minute, this is a great idea.
Well, and that's the point, right? There are so many great use cases of people actually using the data now instead of just, you know, sitting on it.
Yeah.
So I think next year's will be even better. I can't
think
wait.
So too. Yeah, it's only going to get better.
Right.
Indeed. All right. Anything else, Christine? Anything else to, any final thoughts here to wrap up?
No, just really looking forward to the rest of the sessions today and tomorrow and being here next year.
You got it. All right.
All right.
Everybody, Christina Vaughn from Analytic Marketing, my apologies.
No.
So go check them out. They will definitely help you out in the analytics department.
Great.
So good stuff.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christina.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.